This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and however you say it in your country, planet, world. I don't know. It's one of the days, isn't it? It's Wednesday, and when it comes to a Wednesday, alien's brain goes. So, confession time. Yes, there was no episode last week, and yes, I said there was going to be an episode every week, and yes, it didn't happen. The reason it didn't is because I literally did not have 2 minutes last week spare to record. So my apologies, but going forward, hopefully, I'm studying the now, add new stuff into my business. I'm still working on things to do with the website. I'm trying to sort college out. I've got my son's birthday next week. Listen, I've got it all going on just now, so that I didn't end up the way I did a few months ago, I had to let a few things go for the week, miss out a few things, and unfortunately the podcast was one of them. But yes, we are back this week. Who lives in the UK and is getting sick of the rain? I can't get my washing dried. How excited was I when I was able to get my first washing out, and then I'm now at the back to, I feel like it's winter again. I mean, it's not cold, it's just wet and ugly looking outside, and it's not that we all buy, we see one bit of sunshine, and I don't know why we do it, because we do it every year and we should know better after living on this planet for so long, but we see a wee bit of sunshine and we say, let's go and buy loads of summer clothes, and then we buy summer clothes that we can't blooming well wear. Anywho, maybe that's just me. I don't know. One of my friends, well, actually Danielle, she obviously lives in Turkey, and she was saying to me the other day, oh, that's me just putting my winter clothes away, and I was like, putting your winter clothes away? I said, you'll be pulling them back out soon. So yeah, I mean, I can't get into any of my clothes just now, because all my cupboards are full of boxes and everything else for a move that I've not got arranged yet, because I've not got a house yet, because I've not, just... Welcome to Aliens World. Ta-da! Oh, I don't know what goes on in my brain sometimes. I don't even know if I'm knocking on it now. I think I'm knocking on heaven's door at the minute. Knocking on my brain to see if there's anything in there, if it's going to chat back. Listen, at least I keep myself entertained, did I tell yous? No, because I think it was last week, so I wouldn't have told yous. My mum, we all know we call her Helen, right? So she said to me, Aileen, I just worry about you that you're going to end up lonely one day. And I said, hey, Helen, don't you worry about it, Hen. I'll never be lonely. I've got myself to entertain myself. That's good enough for me. And then she just does her usual, rolls her eyes and goes, oh, can I deal with you? Well, you made me, so you can deal with me. Is my response. And then it's the usual, you take after your father. Well, technically, I'm 50% of each of you, so I'm 50% of you as well, Helen. And then she'll say, you're nothing like me. Okay, Helen, calm down, hen. So yes, that's how it wind up, Helen. You tell her that you take after her, even though you definitely don't. We are nothing alike. So yes, I'm back again. Guess it's back. Go tell your friends. So what's everybody else been up to? Well, I've been AWOL, trying to figure out a few different bits and pieces. I'm going to see a space next week to possibly do a pop-up clinic in, and I'm not sure if it's going to be, well, if I do go ahead with it, I'm not sure if it's going to be like monthly, weekly, fortnightly. I don't even know what I'm going to be offering at this clinic, but yeah, I'm going to see that next week. I don't even know when it's going to start, if I do go ahead with it. I'm presuming August. I don't know, listen. I don't know about life half the time, so... Yeah. I just roll with it. You gotta take your time. You gotta say what you say. Don't let anybody get in your way. Anybody else like Oasis? Have I told you the story about when I went to go and see Oasis? So I was 17, it's for my 17th birthday, and I went to go and see them at Loch Lomond, or out that, I'm sure it was Loch Lomond or out that direction, and it was just in like a big field. And the last song, which is one of my favourites, and Aileen fainted and had to get carried, like pushed. Now that everybody's got you above their head and they're forwarding you to the medical tent. But anyway, I ended up getting a better view because I ended up right at the side of the stage. So I was loving it. Loving it, loving it, loving it. We're loving it like this. So yeah, that used to be my party trick, was fainting. I fainted everywhere. I fainted in a nightclub once. And woke up. And I had like a crush, if you want to call it that, on one of the bouncers. He was standing over the top of me and I'm like, alright, how you doing? So yeah, it's just my thing. What about your attention? Just faint. Yeah. I don't know what happens to me. Anyway, that's me being dramatic. I'm always dramatic. Aileen is dramatic. I was born to be dramatic. I was born this way. We can blame Helen for that one too, why not? Can we her poo her? No? So, what we're talking about today, we are talking about certain conversation that you might want to have when you're getting into a relationship, or you think it might be a long-standing relationship, lifelong relationship, things like that. There's obviously things in our life that we know what we 100% want in our life. It might be your career, it might be your sexuality, it might be your car, where you want to live, your house, whether you want to travel, blah blah blah, all these different things. But one of the big important things that I think not enough people talk about with potential partners is whether you want a family or not. And it's funny because, it's not funny as in the situation, I'm just talking about how I came to decide that I was going to talk about this just now. I was watching something on the TV last week, I think it was, and it was a couple who had been in a relationship for quite a few years. One 100% wanted children and there was no two ways about it, no ifs, no buts, no maybes. The other one was kind of rolling with the punches and saying, yeah, maybe one day, and then like years into the relationship they turn around and say, do you know, I don't actually think I'll ever want children. Now, that's entirely acceptable, entirely up to you, that's your decision. Not everybody wants to have children, not everybody needs to have children. But the whole point is, as long as it's your decision and what you genuinely want or don't want, then that's all anybody can ask is for the truth. So I've spoke many times in the past about how I've always known that I want to be a mum. It's the one and only thing I truly knew I wanted in my life. Obviously, I've never been married, and some might frown upon that, some might not. And that's okay, because everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But if I was in a relationship and the person 100% knew they didn't want children, I wholeheartedly don't think I could continue with that relationship, because then I'm depriving myself of the one and only thing that I wanted. And I can't force somebody to want something. I can't force somebody to change their mind about children, because having children's a big commitment and it's a big decision. And if you don't want children, and when they're here and you still don't want children, but you're in their life or whatever else, the children pick up on that. And the one thing that children need is nurturing and love. And if they don't receive the love or the care or the nurture or whatever else, then that'll affect them getting into adult life. And yes, some people can change their mind throughout life. I know many people that have said they didn't want children and then did have them. But it's about whether you would be happy to wait and see if they changed their mind. Because what if you're in a relationship for example 10 years, depending on what ages were when you first got together, because some people do get together young. 10 years down the line, you still don't have children, you still crave to have children, and that person's still not changed their life, but you're all is in that relationship. You don't want to lose the relationship, but you also want to be a parent. What do you do? Because you can't force them to want children. You can't, in inverted commas, just get pregnant because you want them. It's not fair on you, the other parent, or the child. But I guess the thing that you need to think of is, when's the best time to have that conversation? I know a close friend who, she'll have important conversations with people within the first couple of dates, because she was a bit older, I suppose, when she was dating at the time, and she would just get the questions over and done with. It's like, she's already had her kids, so she didn't want any more kids. She does want to get married, potentially. And if the person didn't want to get married, and they're not to say marrying her, like, that's not the kind of question she's asking, but sorry, my mic keeps moving. Just in general, were these things that they wanted in their life? So, the person that she was asking these questions to, they already had kids as well, so they were happy with the fact that she didn't want to have any more. They were like, right, that's fine, because I've got mine, you've got yours. But they weren't sure if they wanted to get married, but she did. So they continued to have the conversations, and I don't really know where it went, but they stayed in a relationship. So there's not just having babies, there's many questions that can be life-changing that you might want to have with a potential partner. But I do think the two most important ones, or three most important ones actually, are: do you want children? Do you want to get married? Where in the world do you want to live? Because some people want to always live in their own country, other people don't. And again, your decision's your decision, and that's fine. Some people can change their mind, some can't, and it's continuing the conversation as well. And then at some point, if you two are still on different pages, and it's not looking as if it's going to shift in anyone else, each other's favour, what do you do? How long do you wait? That's entirely up to you. Nobody can tell you that. Nobody can make that decision for you. Some of the other questions you might want to ask when it comes to having a family is, Does the other person want biological children? Would they be happy to adopt? If they don't, would they be happy to foster? Maybe that's something that you want to do anyway, regardless of whether you want or can have biological children. Maybe you've come from the fostering side or adoption side and you want to continue that because you're grateful for the life that you had, so you want to give that to somebody else. Maybe you know that you struggle with fertility, so would you be happy with it being your other, your partner's biological child, but maybe not necessarily yours? For example, IVF and surrogacy and all this, and it depends whether, obviously, whether you're male or female and whether you're getting eggs donated or sperm donated.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And this doesn't just go for heterosexual couples. This also goes for same-sex couples. Because when it comes to same-sex, then it might be you use one partner's eggs or sperm and maybe not the others, and different things, and how would the other partner feel? And I know that females, obviously, you can use one partner's eggs, use the other partner's womb to carry, or they may, one has one child, the other partner has another, has the next child, or maybe the two have them at the same time, I don't know. But then obviously when it comes to gay men, it would be whose sperm would you use? And again, it might be you use one partner's sperm for one child, the other partner's sperm for another child. I don't know. But then it may be that one partner struggles with fertility when it comes to having children. Maybe they have a low sperm count, low egg count. Maybe one doesn't biologically want their own child, but they would be happy to you because they want you to fulfill your dream. It's a serious topic, and it has to be had because it can't be just presumed, but it doesn't have to be deep kind of mind-numbing conversation. It doesn't have to cause arguments. It doesn't have to give you the sore heads and all these different things that a stressful conversation might give you. And you don't have to have the full conversation at the one time. You can gradually build up to it. You can drop in the questions here and there. You do it how you would do it and how you feel comfortable doing it. But just be mindful of your end goal. What you want your end goal to be. What's the most important things in your life? Is it children? Is it marriage? Is it a career? Is it where you live? Is it the house you live in? Is it the car you drive? Is it your education? Whatever it may be, prioritise these things. And the two of you could sit and write down a list of where your priorities do lie. So you could write a list of 1 to 5, 1 to 10, whatever it may be. And write what's the very first thing? What's the top thing that you want in your life? What's the second thing that you want? Who do you want in your life? Where do you want to be in life? Do you see a career over children? Do you see education over a house? Do you see a country over anything? But yeah, definitely needs to be something that you think about, because I know, especially when you're younger, like in your teens or that, it's not really going to be anything that's really at the forefront of your mind for most people. So that's not really a conversation you're going to have. You're not going to be 14 and dating and saying, oh, do you want children in 10 year time? But then maybe when you start getting into your sort of mid to late 20s, 30s, it might be something that's more and more thought of, especially if you haven't started a family yet or you want to expand your family. And even if you, the two of you do want to have children, how many children do both of you want? Does somebody want one and somebody wants five? I mean, I've been openly honest that I would have loved to have loads of kids. Wasn't my experience. It wasn't meant to be. And I am absolutely ecstatic with the two kids I've got. And I'm grateful for the two kids I've got. My situation just meant I couldn't. And even if my situation was different, doesn't mean to say that I could have anyway. None of us know. But yeah, it's food for thought. What do you think? What's your thoughts on it? Then once you've had the conversation about whether you want to have children, you might want to think about when. So do you have things that you want to do before starting a family? Do you want to enjoy all of your dreams with a family? So like travelling the world, you can obviously travel the world with small children. It's a bit harder once they start to get to school age. Unless you obviously settle down roots in certain countries, then you might be able to put them into school and whatever else, depending on your visas and things. So lots of things to think about. And yeah, it might be a hard conversation for some people, because you might not want to hear that your partner is on a different page from you, but then at the same time, it means that you get to decide whether you want to continue with that relationship, or do you want to continue with finding somebody that you can start a family with, or do you want to continue a relationship or find somebody that doesn't want to have a family? Because you've got to remember, there's a lot of people as well who maybe have trauma from their childhood that maybe put them off having children. There's some people that just genuinely don't want children because it's just not something they crave. And honestly, it doesn't make them a bad person. It just means that they've got other things that are more important in their life than having children and procreating. And see, as long as they're being honest with you, you can't ask for anything else. You really can't. It's when people pretend. So like, for example, the instance that I said at the beginning of the conversation where somebody had said, maybe in the future, maybe, and then 3, 4, 5 years down the line, that person's fully in love, thinking of the future with that person, thinking about what the children are going to look like, and that person doesn't even want to have children. They knew all along they were never going to change their mind, but they wanted to be with that person, so they told them what they wanted to hear. It's a form of protecting yourself, but you're hurting the other person at the same time, and that's not fair, and it's not nice, and it's not called for. So yes, what do you want? What's your ambitions in life when it comes to family, relationships, career, education, travelling, maybe? All things to think about. And it's not to say we're going to hit all these targets, but it gives us something to aim for. It gives us something to look forward to and something to dream about, you know? And if you don't know how to have the conversation, or if it does end up in an argument, it might sound drastic, but you can go for couples counselling, and couples counselling isn't as severe or intense as what you might think it is. It's just about, or mediation, things like that. It's about sitting in a controlled environment and having the conversation, and you've got somebody else that's able to look outside the box and maybe help you guide your conversation to keep it civil and get you to the point where you know what you want and you have got a defined answer, and give you a bit of a weight off your shoulders, give you a bit of relief, couples counselling can be good for many different things, and obviously if you can't agree, then yeah, it's not, couples counselling isn't so that the counsellor can change one person's mind and make them be on the same page as you. It's just to make you all understand each other's decisions and letting everybody feel valued and heard. And if you do want to ask how to go about this conversation, or you do want to have any kind of counselling, then obviously you can contact myself and I can either point you in the right direction, or I can give you a bit of advice, or I can even book you in for couple counselling or counselling on your own, so one-to-one counselling, if it's about you trying to work through your thoughts and concerns, or a past trauma possibly, or yeah, you've also got potentially somebody who's maybe been on the journey previously to being a parent and something's went wrong, and it could be that the baby passed full term, or it could be something happened during pregnancy or even after birth at any point in the child's life. So that can be quite traumatic for them to think about having another child, if that was their only child especially. So yeah, let's just allow everybody to have their opinion, have their thoughts, have their feelings heard, and let's not judge people on what they want and what they don't want. Let's just make sure that we're doing what's right for us and being kind enough to be honest with the person that we are in a relationship with, because you don't want to hurt, you might hurt them just now, but down the line it might be helpful to them because they may be able to seek that elsewhere, but you don't want to hurt them down the line because that can be a lot harder, especially if they get to a point where they may be, especially females, obviously a female's body clock tick 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 from the minute they start their period. Men, not so much. Yeah, there will be a point where some men maybe can't have children, but most men can have children right into pensioner age and latter. So yes, let's be honest with each other and let's just be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Everything can work out in the end. And if you're willing to compromise, that's amazing. And if you're not, be honest. Okay? Does that make sense? Do I talk sense sometimes? Yes, I do. What's everybody's thoughts on this topic? Is it useful to talk about, to hear different questions? Is it not useful for you? Would you like me to talk about it more? Is there a part of the topic that you wish I would have covered that I haven't? If there is, write in and let me know. So you can write in to any of the social media pages, and it's just Reboot Your Thoughts Podcast on Facebook, Instagram or TikTok. Don't really use X. I do have it, but I don't really use it because I always forget it's there. I also have Patreon, by the way. And anybody that signs up to Patreon gets 20% discount off all appointments. Or you can email in to rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com. So, what's everybody doing in the coming weeks? I know, or the coming week, should I say? Because I will be back next week, don't worry. Girl, don't you worry about a thing. I am, like I said, I'm going to see a premises, a place in Glasgow to potentially do a pop-up clinic. So I'm going to see that next week. It's also my son's birthday next week. I'm trying to think if I'm doing anything else. I'm going into town with my youngest next week to do some shopping. And then once my son's birthday's over with, then we need to go out shopping for all his college clothes. Because although that's not until August, I want to get prepared, because I need to get him when he's in a shopping mood, although he's never in a shopping mood, but when he's okay to go when he agrees to go, because if I don't get him on a day, then there might never be a day. We might get to college and I've not got any appropriate clothing. But all the schools in Scotland are starting to stop for finish up now for the summer holidays, so some schools in Glasgow finished up today, I think some finish up tomorrow maybe. I heard somebody saying, I think it's Dumfries and Galloway, maybe next week. Up north will probably be next week as well, they're normally after us, about a week after us as well. Yeah, it's mad, isn't it, that every town or city or whatever has got a different date, even though you're all in Scotland or you're all in England or you're all in America or whatever, every kind of, I know America it's states rather than cities or whatever, but you know what I mean, you could be in the next town to yourself and they could finish up a different day for you, which means they probably go back a different day from you. And if you've got family in these places, then these are all trying to cram things in the days that you do have the same off. So yeah, luckily I'm not making any plans for anybody. Well, I am, but not anybody that's got kids at school. And it's not to go on holiday. It's just wee things here and there. But yeah, I don't really think we're doing much this summer because, like I say, I've been off. I've been off sick for quite a while, so I'm trying to get back to work. My oldest doesn't like the heat anyway, so he doesn't want to go abroad. There probably is things that we'll do, but things here and there. I want to eventually do like a sort of road trip thing and an RV, motorhome, whatever you call them in your country. I think we just call them motorhomes, I don't think we call them RV, but then is RV the big massive things? And what's that film? Oh.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What's the film when the parents pull up in the big RV and it's absolutely massive and then everybody goes on a holiday together and the husband really hates life in this RV and does a toilet not go? Oh, I can't remember what that. I can see them in my head. Meet the Fockers. Is it Meet the Fockers? I think it's Meet the Fockers. I'm sure it is. Wait, I'm going to check with my son. Hold on. Yeah, Meet the Fockers, I was right. Listen, there are times when I'm right. We've just had a conversation about how it's a sequel. So, yeah, I mean, that the experience he had, one of his ways, that probably be the same experience we have. I swear to God, something always happens everywhere we go. We like to leave something for everybody to remember us by, you know. You cannot forget us. How dare you? So, yes, I would like to do that at some point. There's quite a few places I want to visit in the UK, but there's also places I want to visit in other countries. My youngest, he wants to go back to Greece at some time, and I think the two of them want to go to, I think it's Tokyo they want to go to, so I would like to take them there at some point, but again, that's going to be a wee while because we're too busy trying to find a house now. So we'll see what happens with that. Pray for us. Pray we get a house. I'm just making my wee list, like I've just told you all to do. I'm making my wee list of things that I want to prioritise, and at the minute prioritising the house over a holiday is a necessity. Especially because, like I said, my boys, they're not that fussed about travelling anyway. They're quite homebodies. So, house. Then by that point it might be Christmas. And then possibly a new car. Then we can think about holidays. I don't know. But yeah, a house is the one thing the three is want. And I'd like a bigger car at some point, and one that doesn't rattle whenever you go over a bump. Daddy's my son's a mechanic. So yes, that's my plans. I don't really have many other plans. I'm just winging it day by day. I think sometimes that's a good thing though. Like, because then you don't put too much stress on yourself, do you? You're just kind of living in the moment. One of my friends has just adopted two dogs for Romania, and I'm like, oh, they're so cute. And then my niece just had a baby girl yesterday, and then that made my ovaries pulsate, and I'm like, oh. So I phoned mother, one of my cousins, today, and she was up visiting. Like, you just heard the wee baby in the background whimpering, and I'm like, oh my god, are you with the baby? And she's like, yeah. Like, oh, babies. Oh, it's so nice when there's new babies in the family. One of my other nieces is due to have one later in the year. In fact, I was at a 50th wedding anniversary last week, and one of my mum's friends, wee grandson, was there. He was only like 6 months old, and I was sitting holding him, and you know that way they always bounce like Tigger, don't they? So he was like jumping up and down, and then he'd stop, and then he'd like stare right into my soul, and then he'd put his head to my forehead, and then he'd pull away and put his head to my forehead, pull away, then he'd rub his nose against my nose, and then he'd pull away, and then he'd just give me this big hug, and I'm like, oh my god, he's just melted my heart. It's the first time I'd ever seen him. He was a wee cutie pie, and then his big sister, who's only a year older than him, she was like, want to play kickaboo all the time. Children are so funny, they're so cute. So yes, I can't believe though that we are going into July. We are now at the second half of 2025, and I'm not here for it. I really don't know why the days are going by so fast, but they are going by exceptionally fast at the minute. I did say, do you ever get that way that leading up to payday, it's always the longest week, isn't it? And I think if you've had a lot to pay out that month, it's even longer. So like I said, my son's birthday next week, so I've bought all his birthday in this month because I'm amazing that way. I like to leave things to the last minute. I do it all the time. And so I'm like, just get me to Friday, get me to Friday, get me to Friday. I don't know, there's a phone that's going. And so yes, I've said to my friend yesterday, today, I can't remember, says, I feel as if this full year has went by quicker than this 1 week. Just purely because you're like, two more sleeps, three more sleeps, one more sleep. We're getting there. Last hurdle, you can make it to the end. I just feel as if that's the story of my life sometimes though, like, because there's always months, isn't there, where you're maybe paying out more that month than the month previous because you've maybe, I don't know, adding something else extra in, or you've got a birthday coming up, or you've got a party to go to, or you're going on holiday, or you feel as if you need a new jacket, or whatever it might be, the kids might need new shoes. So there's always going to be a month, at least 1 month of the year, where you're like, oh. January's normally like that as well, isn't it? Because some people get paid before Christmas rather than after Christmas, and then you're like, you feel as if January's never ending to get to your payday. So yes, we're all in the same boat. It doesn't matter how much money you earn or how little money you earn. Because the more money you earn, normally your bills are a bit higher because you maybe get a bigger house or more expensive house, more expensive car. You might have more mouths to feed. You might give out to a lot of charities. I don't know. So yes, sometimes it doesn't matter how much money you've got coming in. It just always seems to find a way to go back out again. And I genuinely sometimes do think, how did that happen? How? You could sit and say, I mean, I could win the lottery today, right? And I could manage to give it all out before the end of the day. I could say to myself, right, I'll keep myself £1 million. Give the rest to family, friends, charity, whatever, right? And then I'd go and buy a house, and I'd rate the houses, whatever, 100,000s. And then I'd buy a car, then I'd do this, and then I'd do that, and then I'd be like, oh, that wee guy down there needs that, oh, that wee person down there needs that, oh, I forgot about such and such, oh, I need to do that. And then I'd be sitting at the end of the day, and I'd be like, I had £1 million this morning. My bank's an overdraft. Because, and it's not that I'm rubbish with money. I can be too kind with money. Which, again, isn't a bad thing until it leaves you in the sheet. But yeah, I'll just wait for that one day where my numbers came up and maybe take a heart attack. I'll get to spend. My boys will be like, that was my ticket. We'll sign one name before she gets to sign it. So yes, Mr. Lottery Man, if you're listening, please, can I win a tenner? Just to get me to Friday. What day are we on? Wednesday. Oh, I could put the lottery on the night. We were joking, was it? Yes, always me and my dad. No, was it me and my dad? No. Who was it? Me and my pal, I think it was yesterday. We were joking about putting a lottery on, and she was saying, oh, I don't always put it on. I says, no, near dad, I can't always afford it. And it's funny because, do you ever find that when, sorry, I keep hitting the mic. Do you ever find that when you're in more need of money because maybe you're going short 1 month or Christmas is coming up and you've got a holiday coming up, so you maybe need a wee bit extra money? That's always the thing, you like, right, let's put 25 lottery tickets on just in case one of the 25 make his win, and then you don't win and you're down by £5,000. My youngest son said to me, Mum, see, if you put away the money every week that you spent on the lottery for when you started it, you'd probably be a millionaire now. And I thought, it's a good thought, son, but no, really no, still wouldn't be a millionaire. But I wonder how much people have genuinely spent on, and I don't mean gambling as in if you've got an addiction to gambling, I don't mean it like that. I mean people that just genuinely now and again maybe put the lottery on, or I don't buy scratch cards or anything like that. I just now and again I'll put the lottery on. I remember a few weeks ago, maybe 2 months ago, I can't remember, me and Danielle came up with the bright idea that the two of us would put a tenner in each and do the lottery, because it was something like 169 million that day. Bloody, no, that didn't work either. Just destined to be poor, but rich in life, because I've got my boys. And I've got some good friends. Yes. Got a roof over my head. I've got food on my belly. And I've got clothes on my back. I might just have an empty bank account forever. But listen, that's fine. See, as long as I get by day to day. I don't need any extravagance. Like, I've never been a materialistic person. I know I keep saying about the house and everything else, but that's because we genuinely live in a house that isn't big enough for us. And it hasn't been for a long time. Obviously, I work from home as well. And yeah, it's very crammed. So, but no, we don't look for anything out of the ordinary. Or OTT, if you want to put it like that. And my boys are the same. They're not materialistic either. My son likes his cars and he likes his motorbikes, but he only buys things that he can afford. My youngest, he's technology, and again, he's always been taught just to buy what you can afford. I think he's definitely going to be a different kettle of fish. He says he's going to be a millionaire, so that's quite good. My oldest said if he wins a lottery, then I'll never know what he looks like again, because he'll disappear and I'll never see him again. It's a good job I can take a joke into it. I mean, I hope he's joking. I'm getting on. But I remember me and my son having a conversation, my older son, having a conversation about, I can't even remember. I think it was somebody he watches on YouTube or something, and they've done really well for themselves, and they've made themselves, they've created millions financially for themselves, and they've got, I think, multiple businesses and whatever else. I think they're comedians or whatever, and the parents are constantly asking for stuff and demand, oh, you need to buy me a new house, or you need to buy me a new car, or I want this, or I want to go on this holiday, or I want to do this, or I want to do that, and expect the kids, although they're adult and they're making their own money, they want the kids to pay for it. And some people would see that as, well, do you know what, parents paid all their life, blah blah blah, brought them up, they deserve it. But I don't see it like that. From my perspective, and I'm not saying anybody's wrong or anybody's right, from my perspective, the way I see it is, when your children's making, and regardless of how much they're making, if they're making themselves millions or if they're making themselves thousands a month, whatever, that's for them to enjoy their life. That's not for them. Now, if they want to gift you something, that's absolutely fine. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about them gifting you something. I'm talking about parents demanding, I'm your parent and I brought you up, so you should get me X, Y, Z. That doesn't sit right with me. And there's just something a bit icky about it. So yes, I couldn't do that. And he said, so what you're saying to me is, you wouldn't want me to buy you if I said, well, actually, no, I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. I'd want you to enjoy your life, and I'd want you to make sure that you were okay. If you want to do things like that with your brother, then yeah, and vice versa. But no, I want you to be happy, and I want you to have what you want. Like, I've had my life and done everything that I've wanted to do, and if I want anything, then I can save for it or whatever else. But no, I wouldn't be demanding anything. And he says, good to know, Mum, because I wouldn't be buying it anyway. And I says, okay, thank you kindly, sir. That was the end of that conversation. We just joke with each other in this house all the time. We just rip each other a new one daily. But it's good because we can joke with each other. None of us take offence, sorry, is what I'm trying to say. But yes, I am going to leave it at that for today. I know it's not as long as normal, but I'm still easing myself back in again. If you do want me to touch on this subject again, let me know. Or if you want me to look at it from a different angle, let me know and we can cover it again. I mean, like most of the topics, I probably will cover them at some point in the future, but probably not in the near future unless you actually ask me to, and ask me to talk about something that I've missed out. But again, if anybody does want any kind of counselling or coaching, whether it be life coaching, wellness coaching, business coaching, then just drop me a message and we can get you booked in. You can either email rebookyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com, or you can actually contact the business page where you can get all my contact details on the rebooksanctuary.com website, or you can email me rebooksanctuary@gmail.com. You can also get me on any of the socials or any of the pages. So we've got Facebook, TikTok and Instagram for both the Reboot Sanctuary and Reboot Your Thoughts podcast. So yes, and if there's any topics you would like me to follow up on or start talking about, let me know. If you're within Glasgow or surrounding areas, we do have some hands-on therapies as well. So we've got hop ear candling, Indian head massage, cupping massage therapy, hot stone massage therapy, And as of the near future, we'll not have any exact dates out yet, we will be adding in manual lymphatic drainage. And if you want to know more about any of these therapies, you can find all the information on the website, thereebsanctuary.com. But for now, I am going to go. I hope you all enjoy the rest of your week. Have a nice weekend. Take care and stay safe. Speak soon. Bye bye.